We have with us on the phone Iris Dorbian. She is the editor-in-chief of Stage Directions magazine, and she's going to talk with us about the featured actor and actress categories. Hi, Iris. How you doing?
Hi, Dave. How are you doing?
I'm great.
Hi, Iris.
Oh, Jeff Goodman is with me. I'm sorry.
Hi, Jeff. How are you? I had a chance to listen to the score for Thrill Me, and I really enjoyed it very much. Enjoyably dark.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to, like, Lestat, which is just...
not enjoyably dark.
Not enjoyably anything. Featured actor in a play. We've got Samuel Barnett, The History Boys. Actually, Jeff, can you read these? My voice
sure,
is
great. Sure. We have Dom... Oh, sure. Give me the top one. Dom Hall?
Domhnall Gleeson.
Domhnall Gleeson for The Lieutenant of Inishmore. Ian McDiarmid for The Faith Healer. Mark Ruffalo for Awake and Sing. And Pablo Schreiber for Awake and Sing.
Iris,
discuss.
Yes. Okay, who I think?
Who do you think
and
which one?
And why?
Isn't Ian McDiarmid also?
Yeah.
You know, I think it's going to be between Samuel Barnett and Ian McDiarmid.
Okay.
I think it's between them.
I think I agree. But do you think that History Boys will give it the push for Samuel Barnett?
I mean, the drama desk gave it to Samuel Barnett, but that's only because Ian McDiarmid. I don't think he was nominated, was he?
No, it didn't open. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Honestly, I think maybe Ian McDiarmid might have a push just because he's more well-known.
And he gives such a brilliant performance.
Yeah, he is quite wonderful. And Samuel Barnett, you know, gives a very memorable turn, you know, as the history boy who is whose life is destroyed.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to featured actress in a play. Sorry, I have to rush through these, but we're a little time crunched. Tyne Daly in Rabbit Hole, Francis de la Tour, The History Boys, Jane Houdyshell, Well, Alison Pill, The Lieutenant of Inishmore, and Zoe Wanamaker, Awake and Sing.
Okay. I thought that Jane Houdyshell.
Houdyshell, I think.
Houdyshell. I think she's wonderful in as the mother in Well, mm-hmm. but I think it's going to be Frances de la Tour.
I agree.
Absolutely. I think she is extremely... She's
although I think there's a groundswell for Zoe Wanamaker, too.
Because that's a lead role.
Yeah.
She's in the wrong category.
And people like her.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be Frances de la Tour. I really do.
And I don't think she was... She played...
She was bad, but I have my whole problem with History Boys coming to Broadway, opening for 6 weeks, and then closing... You know, just to win the Tony before the movie comes out.
Well.
I just think it's a pre-movie.
You know something? I'll tell you. I've seen so much crap this past year, I don't mind.
This is true.
Does a short tour of duty. It was a pleasure seeing this beautiful production.
It was a short Della tour of duty.
Don't you want to see Lennon again?
I like Lennon.
I want in my life.
Okay, we're with Iris Dorbian on the WGBB Tony special. We're moving on to featured actor in a musical.
Yeah, that In My Life didn't get set. That was surprising.
Well, it was an interesting set.
It was weird.
Danny Burstyn, who's going to be on the phone in a couple of minutes, which is one of the reasons I've got to...
So we love him.
Yeah, we do, right. Win, Danny, for Drowsy Chaperone. Okay. Jim Dale, Three Penny Opera. Brandon Victor Dixon, The Color Purple. Manuel Feliciano for Sweeney Todd. And Christian Hough. Jersey Boys. I'm so glad he got nominated. He was terrific.
Who's mentioned before Jim Dale?
Danny Burstyn. Yay.
Okay.
And Brandon Victor Dixon, Color Purple. I thought you would have these in front of you, Iris. Preparation.
Okay. I think it could be Jim Dale just because it's Jim Dale.
Right.
I wouldn't mind if it's Christian Hough.
Yes. I mean, aside from Danny Burstyn, of course.
He's my choice. I thought he was so good in that role.
Yeah, I mean, it was just...
And he's been around for quite a while, too.
He could, if Drowsy does a real sweep, you know, he could get swept along, you know, and the judge...
Uh-oh. Iris? I hate cell phones.
We have temporarily lost Iris.
Oh, and Iris, I'm afraid we can't get you back because I've got to go call Danny Burstyn now and get him on the phone.
Ooh, because he's going to win for featured actor.
Can you hear me now?
This is not a Verizon commercial.
Yeah,
okay. Iris, one last category.
Featured actress in a musical.
Read them.
Carolee Carmello for Lestat. Felicia P. Fields for Color Purple. Megan Lawrence for The Pajama Game. Beth Lovell for The Drowsy Chaperone. She is The Drowsy Chaperone.
Yeah.
And Elizabeth Withers Mendez for The Color Purple.
All right. The Color Purple women cancel each other out. Beth Lovell, The Drowsy Chaperone.
Really?
Yeah,
did you think she was that funny? Yeah.
I kind of agree with Dave that I didn't think that she was as funny as she could have been. But
I thought she was a piss.
I thought she was good, but I think it's about time we give something to Carol Lee Carmella too, which I think.
Yeah, but the problem is that she's in a major bomb.
Well, yeah,
it closed.
She was in a show that was so reviled. I mean, she was the only good thing in that show, and unfortunately, she'll suffer.
And she had that wonderful moment though when she pounces on that guy. The whole audience was able to laugh finally in that one little moment, you know.
Yeah, but unfortunately, she was in that dog of a show.
And then they cried. Yeah, they sort of picked a cry.
So, Iris, your favorite show of the season? Favorite play? Out of all of them.
So we'll put her down for Lennon.
No, History Boys is my favorite.
History Boys really is your favorite. Really? Favorite musical?
Oh.
Grey Gardens? No. Or Drowsy?
I guess I'm torn between Jersey Boys because I thought it was a very good production, but it's still a jukebox musical. And also Drowsy Chaperone. I really enjoyed Drowsy Chaperone. I thought it was just a charming Valentine to musical theater.
Absolutely.
And how'd you like Tarzan?
Oh, you know, I just reviewed it. Oh, my God.
Apes on Bungie. Come on.
What a misfire. What a misfire. I like when the plant feels up Jane. Remember that?
Yes. Yeah, that was kind of... My whole review of this whole thing is, like, humans really do ruin everything. As soon as they show up in that show, it just goes so totally wrong.
Well, no, look at that baby
I like the
doll.
Circus Soleil aspect of the first act, the flying gorillas.
Yeah. The gorillas were great, and the shipwreck was fantastic.
But then when they start talking, then the show is ruined.
Well, I'm afraid we have to stop talking now, Iris. It's been great having you, as always. People
Thank
can pick
you.
Up a copy of Stage Directions magazine. Is it on newsstands, or do they have to subscribe, or...?
Limited newsstand distribution. You can get it at Borders, Universal News, Barnes & Nobles, and also through subscription. www.stage-directions.com.
Well, thank you, Iris, for pointing us to Stage Directions. Have a great one. Happy Tony.